This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Hello, and thank you for joining us again today here on Uncensored Down, the Uncensored Word. We've been looking at the idea, is Christianity censored? With me today, as always, is Brother Matt Olson there from the Chipman Earl Congregation there in Lee Summit, Missouri. We're thankful for him being here with me. And, of course, myself, Russ Earl from the Ooligah Church of Christ here in Ooligah, Oklahoma. We've been looking at Christianity being censored. We talked about previously it being censored in schools. We talked about a little bit about prayer being censored in schools. We talked about different Christian groups that once existed but no longer do. We talked about in sense of those Bible clubs used to exist at schools for, even though those were very generic, they did exist for a time. We talked about Christianity is being censored in the media. We talked about, social media especially. We talked about, movies and those types of things and being censored and being suppressed, where you don't hear about a lot of those things being made. We talked about Christianity being censored in the world. We talked about, you don't see a whole lot of Bible messages on T-shirts anymore. You don't see people wearing, we see things being banned in public. We talked about previously prayers, for instance, being done less and less at public events like sporting events. We talked about seminars and camps and things such as that. But today our focus is going to be looking at Christianity being censored in the workplace. Think about this question. Do employers censor Christians while at the same time holding sensitivity trainings that promote inclusion of homosexuals and others? I think really, if we're honest, the logical answer to that has to be yes. The reason behind, sensitivity training is to get people to stop saying things that they feel could be, offensive. That's what I'm looking for, offensive to others. But yet Christians are expected to really to be quiet while they're being offended, left and right all day long. But I wanted just to pause there and give Matt anything he'd like to add. I'm sure I know others have experienced some of these sensitivity training seminars and things such as that. I'm sure Matt has seen some of this as well, being in the workplace today. It's commonplace more and more to see those things. So I'm going to let Matt add anything he'd like as you talk about these sensitivity trainings.
Yeah, I contract for a big company. Big energy company here, and they always have these sensitivity trainings come across the board of, hey, and even with the BLM and Black Lives Matter, homosexuality, it's like you have to give everybody a chance. But I've noticed too is like they censor the Christians as far as putting up something maybe in your cubicle or you wear a shirt like we talked about on the other pod or the other podcasts we did earlier. But it's like I think it's very sad how our society, we get around, it's almost like we're almost scared to make waves, right? We're scared to drop that little pebble and see the ripple effect. And like God says is, hey, plant the seed, he's gonna water it, right? So why can't we just plant that seed? And maybe us talking about it or discussing it, we should have freedom of speech. But with the Christian, we know it's hard to have freedom of speech when everybody wants to censor you no matter what. Like I talked about before of just even my little signature, signature on an email. I put a Bible verse and one of my bosses kicked it back and said, no, people might not get, they might get offended or they might, like, well, if somebody gets offended, they can tell me, but I mean, keep it, everything going smooth, and I took it off. But I shouldn't have to. I mean, if somebody wants to put in, I know I keep bringing Black Lives Matter or something homosexuality, it's okay. Oh, that's funny. But with all that is our society is just, we get used to it. It's like they keep putting those little things in there, like, just take for instance your TV shows and all that kind of stuff. I know we talked about earlier is. They just plant that. They plant that little seed. See, Satan's using the same tactics, right? He plants a little seed and you keep seeing it. So, but
And you're right. They keep plenty of that in there. Now, we listen to satellite radio, and one of the satellite radio stations we listen to, you know, with Chloe and Carr, we try to pick things that you're not going to hear a bunch of garbage on, which is another reason why Bob Wade Media exists, obviously, is to keep you away from that. But listening just something like Radio Disney, which you think, you know, you're going to hear, you know, Disney songs, right? But they have commercials in there. One of them that they have started putting in there was a commercial that supports Black Lives Matter, the group. And what people fail to realize sometimes is that you can be against racism and encourage people to you know, look beyond the color of someone's skin without supporting a group that is, if we're honest and look at the evidence, is very radical and is much more than just trying to promote, you know, the idea of going against racism. Because if we're honest, it's that really is, has little, very little to do with it if we look at what's going on today. But, you know, Matt's right that they keep putting – we keep seeing this being pushed in, you know, on radio stations designed for children. It's interesting. That's where it starts. They slip those little things in. We don't realize that because sometimes you get in a habit of turning something on for a children that they've been watching or listening to for a long time, and we just go on doing something until we hear that pop in. And we think, oh, wait a second. You know, so that's when we need to check in on some of those things. But, you know, in the workplace, you know, like Matt mentioned, we get emails. I get emails from people who are not, you know, from other businesses that we – businesses that we work, we have to interact with, and sometimes they'll have a little thing at the bottom, like you mentioned, like a little signature, and sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes you might see a little gay pride parade down the bottom, you know, but yet, you know, that's okay. But a Bible verse is told, you know, be taking that off. I mean, that's clearly censorship, but the world doesn't see that because the world wants you to believe it's okay to censor the Bible, but it's not okay to censor homosexuals or the LGBTQ, LRS, 457 group that they are now, all those things that they keep adding in there. Black Lives Matter, which, you know, and all this other stuff. It's okay to put all that on there, but we put in a Bible verse or just a little phrase from a Bible verse, we got, you know, we're told we need to take those things off. You know, I think about Ephesians 4 in verse 15, which the Bible tells us there, the Apostle Paul speaking says, but speaking the truth and love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. You know, it's interesting that no matter how hard we try to tell people the truth and do so in love, and it's sad that just a Bible verse, which is just literally a clip from God's word, we're told that's a, that can be offensive to people. You know, people don't have to read that. People can, you know, someone who sees it the first time, know that's part of someone's signature, they can read the email, then move on without having to look down at it, if that's what they choose to do. But that, you know, that's not enough for people today. That they have to be, you know, move beyond that. It's going to be a anti-Christian type of movement. At least that's what it seems to be more and more as we see it in the world today. It's anti-God, anti-church, anti-Christianity, you know, those types of things. Just more and more suppression.
Well, you also think, you know, we threw out a verse earlier, Galatians 4:16. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Don't be afraid to say the truth, right? Mm-hmm. We're not sitting. We're supposed to speak the truth, right? And yep. Matthew, what is it? We're talking about it. I didn't even know what that earlier. But in Matthew, it says, let your yes be yes and your no be no, right? Don't say, well, you know, oh, well, okay. You know, it's okay to do that. It's all right. And, one story about censorship I was reading about was NASA. NASA, you know, they believe in the billion-year theory and this and that. And there was a group of people that would meet during lunchtime, and they just talked about the Bible. And, you know, they made shirts that had the name Jesus on there. And NASA's like, whoa, time out. That's considered hate speech. You can't do that. You can't be that way, you know. And so NASA shut them down. And with a big corporation like that, the government, and, you know, they didn't want to cause a big stink, really, because, you know, those rocket scientists were, you know, making good money. And, you know, sometimes when you get shut down like that, you're like, well, this is my, you know, lifeline here, you know, it's my job. But we got to think about, like, Paul, you know, Paul was not, he did not care. Like, he was talking to the Galatians of, hey, he didn't care. He got stoned, he got beaten, he got jailed. You know, I mean, he didn't care. He was still like, he was forcefully getting it out there. And that's the way we need to be. I mean, I know it's different times and different, but we're still having the same issues. It's, well, you know, don't talk the Bible, you know, don't do that.
You know, it's interesting. Like you said, you mentioned there, I looked it up, Matthew 5:37, about letting your yes be yes, your no be no. You know, think about, you know, like you said, it's not wrong. It's not betting where people get offended. I think we've lost the idea of it's okay to be offended by something and to move on. I mean, how many times do we see something that offends us that we don't like, but we just say, you know what, I'm just not going to watch her. I'm not going to listen to her. I'm just going to ignore that and move on. And that's what Christians are being forced to do or being told they should be doing. But if Christians put up something like we've been talking about, we're told to take it down. You know, when I was in high school, there was a group that came in. I don't remember what it was. It's some denominational group. And they had a activity there, an assembly before school started. And during school, they had their name tags. It was a sticker, and it was over part of their shirt. Well, that night when I came back for whatever event it was, they took the name tag off and said, well, now we can take it off because below their name tag, it said Jesus on it. But during the school assembly, they didn't have a name tag over it. Now, that was back in 1999, 2000. 20 years ago, you know, roughly. I just gave away how old it was. But, you know, that's a long time ago. And today it hasn't slowed down any. You know, but I think about Matthew 15, verses 11 and 12 here, where Christ is speaking in verse 11 says, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. And then in verse 12, look what happens. And his disciples came to him and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? And in verse 13, Christ doesn't go back and apologize. He doesn't say, oh, okay, let's soften this up a bit. He just keeps on with the truth. He says, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone, talking about the Pharisees. They are blind leaders of the blind. He doesn't stop. He really just kind of pours it on more. Okay, they're offended. Well, here's some more truth for you to get upset about, right? They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads a blind, both will fall into a ditch. Christ doesn't care if they get offended because why? Because they're spiritually blind. They needed to hear the truth. They needed to hear the truth. And that was the whole point there in verses 11 through verse 14 there. Okay, they're offended. Good. But here's the truth of the matter. They are blind leaders. They are spiritually blind. And today, people need to realize, instead of saying, well, I'm offended, they should be stopping and thinking, why am I offended? I'm offended because what? Because the Bible says. Why is it what the Bible says offend me? Because what I'm doing is not in agreement with what the Bible says? Maybe I should stop and rethink that. That should be the logical process, but that's not what happens. Instead, we get to, I'm offended, and we get people who get their scissors out and try to be cute and cut things out of the Bible. I've heard that story many times before. I've never actually seen it, but I've heard it numerous times by people, and I think that's silly because that doesn't change anything. I mean, God's word has never changed. No matter what man has tried to do, even the various translations that have come out, some being good, some being commentaries disguised as a translation, you know, that doesn't change God's word. And what Christ tells him here in verse 14, he says, they are blind leaders of the blind. He didn't coddle them and hold their hand and say, it's okay. He said, no, this is what's going to happen to them. They're going to fall into the ditch.
Christ was not a coddler, man. He was not a coddling parent. He spoke the truth. Just like, and go along with that verse, parallel in John 15:2, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Right? I mean, how are you supposed to get fruit out of a fruit tree if you just keep letting it grow with the bad fruit? You prune it, right? We got to prune ourselves. We got to learn. We got to teach each other. And, you know, it's just, man, our society just, sometimes you get so mad, too. You're just like, man, how come all this? And it just frustrates you to no end sometimes. But then you got to realize is, you know, like cutting out, you're talking about people cutting out of things of the Bible is, I drive by this church. It's a New Scientology Church of Christ, Unilateral something, something. They have a flag, you know, a homosexual flag that flies. And I'm thinking, do you guys read the Bible? Do you see? I mean, do you see what it says? But some people believe that, well, the Old Testament's the Old Testament, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Christ talks about it in the New Testament also. He talks about the sins, you know. I mean, the greatest sermon ever told is, you know, the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5-7, you know, I mean, he says these things, but people like to say, well, no, you know, God is a loving God. He wouldn't send anybody to hell. Or, well, read the word and you'll find out that if you're fornicating, you're adultery, you know, you're you know, doing all these things, you are, and you're unrepentive, you are going to hell. I mean, he states that. It's mm-hmm. God's word, you know, and...
You know, I think about, you know, it's interesting when and this kind of goes back towards a little bit back to Ephesians 4:15 about speaking the truth in love, because one of the reasons why people, I think, try to silence Christianity is they view like it's, they view it as if it's not love. You know, it's love until it calls out sin, then it's not love anymore. Then it's hate speech, then it's cruel. But yeah, what's interesting is so many times you find in the Bible, when you put things back into context of what's going on, is that why did Christ, for instance, as we saw a moment ago, why did Christ call them the Pharisees blind, leaders of the blind? Because they were in sin. You know, that comment should have pricked their heart and caused them to stop and say, why is he calling them spiritually blind, and work through the process and then come to repentance? But they didn't. That's why he called them spiritually blind. But yeah, we can't call Christians and we can't call Christ unloving and uncaring, because we think about how many times Christ over and over again calls people to repentance. You go back to Matthew again, this time in Matthew 23 in verse 37, he talks about Jerusalem. And he says in verse 37, he says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her." And the reason they were killing the prophets and stoning them is because they wanted to shut them up. They wanted to censor them and keep their mouths quiet because they want to do what they wanted to do. And so but he goes on to say in verse 37, "How often I wanted to gather you children together as a hen gathers her chicks on her wings, but you were not willing." So we find that one verse that they were trying to censor, you know, the message coming in by stoning prophets, by killing prophets, by killing those who are coming to them. And that very same verse, we find that why is because Christ wanted to gather them together to him. But by their repentance, obedience to him, they be gathered together to him. But he says in verse 37 also, "But you were not willing." That's not censorship. You know, that's not hate speech that's going on there. What's happening is censorship, and what they're censoring is a chance for people to come to repentance. A Bible verse at the end of an email, believe it or not, can actually spark a lot of people's interest. Now, I think that's where a lot of people get scared about it, because they want to keep God at bay and the idea of God and the Bible at bay, because when you get a little too close, you start realizing, oh, there's some things I should change in my life, but I don't like that. So instead, I'm going to complain and tell them we should remove that from our emails instead.
Exactly. And even like big companies, they don't want to be involved with Christianity. Maybe they're doing things, like you said, that are corrupt, or they don't want to be considered part of the hate speech. You know, if you're considered part of the hate speech, well, now you have a bulk of your customers that aren't going to deal with you. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
It's sad to say, as it all comes down to the bottom dollar.
Yeah.
One story I want to talk about is the city of Oakland. This is about censoring the workplace. This, Natural Family, Marriage, and Family Values. This lady put something up there about if you're thinking about abortion, you know, try this step. It was a, you know, you'll have the baby and we'll adopt it out or whatever like that. And the city of Oakland decided that was considered hate speech because it was against abortion. But they would allow people to put up homosexuality things to, hey, come to the gay pride parade and come to the gay barbecue and different things. And I guess she sued the city of Oakland, and I think that's what happened. I don't know. I didn't read the whole story. I just saw the censorship of it all. But we got to realize that censorship is all around us, you know. And it might be the minute thing of a signature at the bottom of your email that somebody says. But we got to realize that we have to delve into the Word. We have to see what God says, you know. Be quiet when you can, you know, when it's an opinionated matter, but doctrinal, you got to speak up.
You know, it's interesting that a couple of years ago when I had my car, I had a little, a sticker, basically. It was like a vehicle wrap they put on cars, but it's just one little square and had on each side, and it's Zimbabwe Media. And it was interesting, you know, it's, we worry about people wanting us to be quiet because they're trying to censor us. And no doubt that's a very real concern. But also what's interesting is the flip side of that is how many times I walk out to my car and I would have an envelope in my in the door, like by the window or under the windshield wiper, and it would be someone donating money to Bobway Media. And I had never met them, never saw them. That happened several times at a couple of places I worked out at. And you know, that's all great and everything, but what maybe more excited was not the money aspect of it, but that instead people wanted to support something that was biblically based. And now hopefully they go back and they look and they find that our website and listen to it and all those types of things. But what the media today, the worldly media today, doesn't want you to know is that people are actually there's a lot of people who actually want to listen and to hear Bible messages. You know, if you look at Bible Way Media, for instance, our podcast network, our biggest, our largest amount of listeners in the United States come from the Northeast, which is known for being liberal, and from the state of California. But at the same time, we have those who say, well, you know, we should censor Bible, you know, the Bible message. But we still have a lot of people today out there who do not want that to happen. And so it's not always as it seems in the world today, but we do definitely see in many places, especially from liberal media, telling us we should, you know, censor Christianity in general. Well, we're going to stop there today as my cats here continues to interrupt us here. So this is what happens with uncensored dads and uncensored word. You get uncensored everything. And so that's Ron joining us here. If you hear him, hopefully I'm talking over him.
Hey, Ron.
But we do thank you for being here with us this morning. And we hope you enjoyed this study. And hope you join us again next time for another episode here on Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word. Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we encourage you to please share this program, to like it on social media. Thank you for being with us today.